The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kabuli's big coffee morning for hospice is getting closer. We talked about it on this show a few weeks ago, 26th of September, raising funds, of course, for hospice and home care services around the country. Catherine Fulvio taking part as well this year, the TV chef and the owner of Ballynockan House and Cookery School. Catherine, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Kieran. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, listen, thanks a million for coming on. So I know you're kind of encouraging transition years to get involved, try a bit of baking, is that right?
It is. Do you know what? It harps back to when my son was in transition year. Now, it was during those times when you couldn't go to school during the lockdown, but we really did a lot of baking and cooking together. And a lot of parents were saying it's a great time for kids to learn how to cook. And I know from our cookery school here, we do get transition year students coming in around that time. And something like this, it's a great way of getting TY together as a team to do something, to raise something important, like funds for charity, such an important charity as well, but also to practice their baking skills, to practice their business skills. It takes a huge amount of boxes, Kieran, and I really hope they get involved and raise. And you know what? Every cent raised locally stays locally for the hospice. And that's so important to know as well.
Teenagers are utterly useless though, aren't they, Catherine?
Stop.
Ah, they are. I bet you you were a great baker when you were a teenager.
Well, I had to do it. We had the bed and breakfast here in Ballynockan. But, no, teenagers are really good at baking.
You don't believe that. They're terrible.
No, they see it all on TikTok now and Instagram and... they're really
well. Actually, sorry, that's an interesting point you raise, because we actually talked about a cucumber craze last week on the show. I don't know if you've seen it. This fella making cucumber salads.
Yes,
he lashes MSG into all of them. I noticed that, but it has opened up a kind of a whole new world, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think they're looking at, you know, ingredients from a health perspective. Like my two kids now, they're in their early 20s now. But they're doing a lot of baking, but everything has high protein in it. Do you know? So I'm like, okay, we have to include our protein powder and everything now. So they're all looking at it from their own perspective and their own diet. But they're more interested in food than I might have been when I was their age now, to be honest.
So this is, as you say, really important in terms of the fundraising side of things and all of that money kind of staying locally and being spent locally and supporting people locally. And it's unfortunately is the only way to say it. You guys and your family, you've experienced this with your mum back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Mum got, she went downhill quickly now. And do you know, when she came out of St. James's Hospital, there was the chance to go to a hospice. And it really was such a respite for us, because we were in such shock that she had ended up where she was. And then she was in the hospice for a while, and then she came home and stayed with us at home then. But the hospice really gave us great relief, and it gave Mum like a stopgap between, you know, the hospital organising medicines and everything, the hospice, and then us, you know, from coming home. And it took the pressure off us as well, while we all got to grips with everything that was going on, because it just all happened so fast. And I'll never forget it. I was very, very grateful for it. And so I'm so happy. I'm actually working mostly with Our Lady's Hospice group now, which would be Wicklow and Harold's Cross and Black Rock here on the east coast of the country. But it's Together for Hospice is this big fundraiser. It's for the whole country.
Mm.
But I just think the hospice, I mean, everybody, Kieran, knows somebody
yeah.
who's been in a hospice or a family who's benefited from the hospice. And this is their biggest fundraiser every year. So the more of us that can get involved, whether we do, like, in the next few weeks, and can be done anytime, it doesn't have to be on the 26th of September, do the fundraising. But I'm particularly pushing TY students, and all they have to do is contact their local, you know, the hospice group, and the information will be sent out on the boxes for collecting the money and everything. Everything's ready for action. We just have to get the action going now. And they have until the end of November to win a prize, because I have an online transition year course, a 13-week online course for transition year students that they can use for their Bronze Gashka Award. And I'm giving two of those away.
Oh, wow.
As a prize.
If you do that, 13-week course, what would you be able to bake proficiently at the end of it?
You can make pizzas, you'll be making sushi. You're going to start with soups, the basic, and soda breads, but you move on to yeast breads and focaccia. We keep going up the chain. We move to proteins, how to cook vegetables properly, how to prep fruit properly, how to cook fish properly, everything. And then we go into different, like, Asian dishes and so on, so that you can, and Italian dishes, make pasta even. Everything's in it in 13 weeks. And you have to cook a meal every week for your family out of it.
Now, hold on now.
The straight and narrow.
Catherine, sushi, that's cheating. Sushi's raw, sure.
oh no, you can make sushi with vegetables. It's really nice. Or I make it with smoked salmon, just to be sure, you know.
Okay.
But it depends on who I'm making it for. Yeah, it's just an extra challenge. But like every week, we encourage as part of the course that you cook a meal for your family once a week, so that like, you know, everybody sees the benefit of what you're doing, you know, and you learn everything from knife skills right through to meal prep.
Well, it's a bit soon by the 26th of September to have completed a 13-week course. Have you a simple recipe somebody might be able to follow?
Oh, I have a great idea for the Bewley's Coffee Morning. What you can do is make my lemon meringue scones.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, they're to die for. You just make scones, right? You whisk up some cream with a little bit of powdered sugar and cinnamon and lemon zest. You break meringue into it. You cut your scones in half. You put a little bit of quite a dollop of your meringue flavoured cream on top, and then a big spoon of lemon curd on top of that. And I'm telling you, Ciarán, it is the most delicious scone you'd ever have. Somewhere on my Instagram, but the hospice also have the recipe there to hand out too, or it's on some website somewhere.
All right. Yeah, listen, you find it on the website. You find it on Catherine's social media channels on Instagram as well. Listen, it's a really worthy cause, Catherine. And as you would have experienced with your mum, it's the type of thing we probably don't like to think about. But then when we need it, it's important that it's there, which is why we're raising the funds.
So grateful to have it, you know. And do you know, this is what I didn't actually understand. There's no charge to use the hospice. So if you need the hospice, it's there for you. It's not like a nursing home or that. It's there for the family for free. So we have to fundraise to make it possible for the hospice to provide the services they are to us in our communities. Because you don't want to be crossing the country to visit your sick parent. You want them to be close to you. And every local hospice is such an important part of a community.
Yeah, well, it is Bewley's Big Coffee Morning for Hospice, 26th of September. If you go to hospicecoffeemorning.ie, you can find out the details. You don't have to even do it on that date precisely. You can pick another day in and around then if it suits you and suits your friends better, or if you just want to donate, if it doesn't suit you to host it at all. Any and all donations, they will happily take. hospicecoffeemorning.ie. Catherine Fulvio, TV chef and owner of Ballynockan House and Cookery School. Catherine, as always, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.